Good morning. Welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host this morning. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Folks, it's getting to be that time of year. I know there's lots of yard work, but before you get out there, spend a little time listening to Grow Siouxland. We're so grateful to have you with us. And if you do have to go start the yard work, take your headphones with you because this is a program you don't want to miss. On behalf of our program manager and producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Today we have two guests who have been with us in the past, but they have some very exciting news. Our guests today represent CNOS in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. We have their CEO, Nolan Lubarski, and their director of communications, Sarah Rawl. Welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you back in the studio, Nolan. I know it's been quite some time since we last visited with you. Some incredible developments over the last couple of years, and we're going to talk about those extensively. But before we do so, each Saturday morning, we'd like to give our listening audience at Powell Broadcasting the opportunity to be introduced to our guests. And so I'd like to begin with you. We'll get to Sarah in just a moment. But if you'd be so kind, tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am born and raised in a small town in northwest Minnesota, Argyle, Minnesota, more specifically. So it's about 40 miles from Canada, about 7-hour drive from here up I-29. You just keep going till you hit the Northern Lights and you'll find my hometown. But I am a graduate of the University of North Dakota with my master's in physical therapy.
So that's when they were the Fighting Sioux, right?
That is when they were the Fighting Sioux, big hockey program.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a kid that grew up that far north, close to Canada in Minnesota, you got to be a hockey fan.
Definitely a hockey
fan. And this is hockey season, right? Stanley Cup playoffs?
Absolutely love it.
Do we miss Don Cherry?
We do,
yeah,
yes.
You and I both.
We do miss Don Cherry. I am a Minnesota Wild fan, absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So I went to physical therapy school, spent 10 years in practice as a physical therapist. Five of those years were in Minnesota, and then my wife and I moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and I worked as a physical therapist there for a little while and then got the itch to get into healthcare business. Went and got an MBA online through the University of South Dakota, serendipitously, and the rest is history. I worked at the Neuroscience Institute and Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix for about probably 10 years, and then my wife and I decided to move back closer to grandpas and grandmas and family and get our two kids here. And now we've been here almost 6 years.
Well, and there was an opportunity, and I know that you were recruited by the former CEO specifically for your background and skill set. And I think that was a great move by him, but also a great move for you and your family. We're thrilled to have you in the community. The organization has grown tremendously under your leadership. We appreciate the philanthropy that your organization is involved with in this community. So suffice it to say, we know that as the leader of CNOS, you also have accepted your role as a leader in the community. You serve on the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative and several other things. So thank you for that.
Yeah, much appreciated. And you know, my wife and I, when we came here, we really wanted to have a big impact in the community, both through work and ourselves as a family. And right now, very proud to say that I'm serving as board positions on Girls Inc., the Siouxland Initiative, as you mentioned, and many other locations in town. And really, one of the things that, you know, I'd love to really commend our organization on is we have so many people in our organization at CNOS that do many things for the community, which we'll talk about later today as well.
Let me ask you this. As a relative newcomer, it's been about 5 years, pushing 6 years, I guess. Did the community embrace you? Was it a difficult community to penetrate, or were you received with fairly open arms?
No, it was wide open arms, actually. We were so excited to get here, and I have kids right now. My son just turned 14 this past weekend, and my daughter's 9, and they've absolutely loved every minute of it. My wife has settled, and the community has been wonderful to us. The organization of CNOS and its physicians and its stakeholders have welcomed us, and we have not looked back.
Nolan, you mentioned your wife and children. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so my wife is an RN by trade, and right now working hardest in our family at home. And both of my kids, they are active in many things, like most 8th graders or preteens. We're looking at driving tests right now and everything that goes along with what many of you have already gone through. But it's exciting times. They're big tennis players, so we frequent the tennis center a lot in town, and they love to do activities.
Great, and welcome to Grow Siouxland. You're listening to the episode of Grow Siouxland featuring CNOS leadership. The CEO, Nolan Lubarsky, is joined by the Director of Communications, Sarah Rawl. Sarah, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks for having us.
We're thrilled to have you in studio. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us. And I'd like to begin similarly. Tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I will say I would rather be on the golf course, but I'm just kidding. I grew up in the Twin Cities and...
Wait a minute, a pair of Minnesotans, huh?
It's very ironic how that works out.
Are you a hockey fan as well?
A fan of... I actually sold mini donuts for the Wild Hockey. I think that's why he hired me.
I don't know if you know this, but I grew up playing ice hockey with your brother-in-law.
Oh, yes. That
in
I'm
the
sure
Siouxland
it was...
Youth Hockey Association about 40 years ago.
Wow.
That dates me a little bit, but In any event, you're from the Twin Cities.
Yes, and made it down to Sioux City by means of the golf team at Morningside University. So played on the golf team there, was active in music, and just became super passionate about health and wellness, and that landed me an internship to start with the Blue Zones project that was here in Siouxland, and still is around.
I remember that. There was a lot of solid advice I probably should revisit.
You're not the only one.
Because it was designed to keep old guys like me quite a bit younger.
We need
through diet and exercise and a stress-free lifestyle.
Yep. All things that we should live by, but it's tough sometimes. So that kind of guided me to become a health and wellness coach in the corporate world, which is actually where I made some connections in the business world and became a member on the board at Girls Inc. And the rest is history for me at CNOS. I'm going on May 9th will actually be my 1 year anniversary. So
wow, and May 9th is going to be a big night.
I know. It's actually a celebration for me.
Wow. That's, to get them to plan a ribbon cutting around your 1 year anniversary, I would say well played.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily I helped choose the date. So.
So, last fall, the Chamber celebrated their 150th anniversary on December 9th, and some people accused me of scheduling that on that day so I didn't have to buy my father a birthday cake.
Oh.
I said, oh, come on, we can do a little better than that. But in any event, congratulations.
Thank you.
On that imminent one-year anniversary. And tell us a little bit about your family.
So, my parents and are still up in the Twin Cities, and I have a brother who lives in Des Moines with his wife and their little girl, and my husband Nick is at Thompson Solutions.
And the Thompson Solutions Group.
Yes.
We're mastering their new name.
Yes,
after,
I'm still trying to get a hold
merger.
Of it. And he's been there over 20 years as well, so very proud of him in his role there. And we have a fur baby named Harvey, and we do a lot of golf at Whispering Creek and just enjoy being here in Siouxland.
Well, thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us. We're grateful to have you, and I know that the golf course beckons, so we'll try and make sure that we wrap up this half an hour with CNOS on time. Again, my name is Chris McGowan. I'm serving as your host today. Our guest representing CNOS, the CEO, Nolan Lubarsky, and the Director of Communications, Sarah Rawl. And Nolan, I think it's important for people to have some perspective on the role that CNOS plays in our Siouxland tri-state community. Let's begin with some basics. How long has CNOS been in our Siouxland community?
Yeah, right now we are running at 24 years from the inception of CNOS.
See, and I think many people would be surprised to realize that it has been that long. Mm-hmm. And what a profound impact the organization has had. I would also like you to expand upon that 24-year history and talk a little bit, if you would, about who CNOS is, who you are, and what you do in your industry.
Well, it's a great question. Sometimes even after 24 years, people are wondering, what does CNOS stand for? And what it stands for is a Center for Neurosciences, Orthopedics, and Spine. And that's how really the organization was created, by an orthopedic surgeon, a neurologist, and a neurosurgeon that came together and said, we want to elevate specialty healthcare services in Siouxland, and they came together to form the group. Since then, in addition to orthopedics, neurology, and neurosurgery, we also have quite a few other specialties, and some of that has come organically, and some of it has come over the past couple years with some business transactions of groups in town that have joined CNOS. And those include podiatry, rheumatology, gastroenterology, which is GI. And, you know, Sarah's going to look at me here and say that 45 is the new 50. For anybody that's looking for a colonoscopy or a screen, 45 is the new 50. I fall into that category this year, so I have mine scheduled. General surgery and dermatology. And then recently, this past January 1st, occupational medicine. So we're really excited about all the specialty care that we can offer to Siouxland.
You know, I want to continue down this path for a minute if we could. A moment ago, your colleague Sarah mentioned the Thompson Solutions Group, and they had a merger, and the focus of that merger was Thompson Electric coming together with Interstate Mechanical to provide one-stop shop for that industry. Forgive the analogy, but for lack of a better one, Nolan, is that really where CNOS is going at this time when we see this incredible expansion of available medical services provided by your organization?
Yeah, you know, really that's part of the model, and really I think why a lot of people choose CNOS, and thanks to Siouxland for continuing to allow us to be your trusted healthcare provider. But we also have physical occupational therapy services. We have imaging in terms of X-ray and MRI and CT scans and things that we'll talk about here in a little bit. And then we have a fleet of athletic trainers that are out in the community really helping our student athletes to stay healthy and stay on the field with what they do on a day in, day out basis. And so the way that we are looking at our model of healthcare services is not only do we provide these specialties, which are really hard to find, to be honest with you, Chris, in a community of this size, to have this many specialists in town, but then we see our role in the community as actually supporting our local hospitals as well. We provide trauma call services and many different things to the local hospitals. So when people need that level of service that we can provide, we're there for them in those locations as well.
You know, Nolan, you mentioned a moment ago trainers. And Sarah, I think in the final minute that we have before we go to commercial break, I think a lot of people first became aware of CNOS through the extensive athletic training services that were provided to high schools and colleges throughout the Siouxland region. How important is that to your marketing and to the promotion of the work that you do?
Yeah, I think athletics is so important, and it's huge here in Siouxland. And to be able to offer those services, we have a lot of our trainers are local to Siouxland, so they have those connections to the schools and the students. But just, I don't think enough people know that that is a service and, you know, something that CNOS specializes in. And they do so much great work. I mean, they are keeping all of our athletes and just, you know, the next generation of students healthy and active in what they do on a daily basis.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. I'm your host, Chris McGowan. We're visiting with the leadership of CNOS. We'll be back right after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan representing the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Pleased to be joined today by the leadership of CNOS, located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Nolan Lubarsky serves as the CEO. He's joined by the Director of Communications, Sarah Rawl. And Nolan, I just mentioned that you're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. That's really the headquarters for the operation, but you have branched out to really have facilities throughout Siouxland, and your reach goes well beyond that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dakota Dunes is home base. That's where our business office is located and where our largest footprint in terms of clinic square footage is at. Then we also have another clinic out in Dakota Dunes on Sioux Point Road, which is formerly known as Midlands Clinic. And when they came into our organization, it's now branded CNOS. So we have two locations in the dunes. We actually have one location in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and that's right above Riverview Surgical Center. Center. So CNOS is located there as well. And then we have multiple locations in Sioux City. So we're on Outer Drive. That's our North Side Clinic, as we like to say. And then out at Sunnybrook, that would be our Morningside Clinic. And then we have another cosmetic and dermatology location out there as well. And so we're in lots of different parts of the community and love to meet our patients where they are.
Well, and the reach of the community is incredibly important. I think it also presents an opportunity for patients in certain communities or pocket neighborhoods throughout town to have easier access. I know I'm familiar with your location on the north side of Sioux City. That's a long ways from Dakota Dunes.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we are really strategically placed in our minds to be able to, like I said, meet patients where they are. We know that driving is difficult for some. We know that with our specialty services, there's a lot of patients that have conditions that can't make it to the Dunes Clinic. And so our expansion is not just out in the Dunes. Our most recent expansion is, once again, in South Sioux City, Nebraska. And we actually just increased the footprint of our north side location. But in addition to Sioux City, Dakota Dunes, South Sioux City proper, we actually provide outreach services to 26 different locations across the tri-state area, which most of them are located in Northwest Iowa. But what a lot of people don't know about CNOS is we actually have a hub of our business in Fort Dodge, which is a couple hours away on Highway 20. We have two orthopedic surgeons and a couple of advanced practice professionals out there, and then one neurologist and a recently hired advanced practice professional in neurology. So we have six team members that live, eat, sleep, and breathe in Fort Dodge, and they actually extend into Lake City and into Carroll and into Eagle Grove and all those areas out there. So our footprint and reach of CNOS has expanded over the past couple years.
Sarah, as the reach expands, I know that your messaging has followed, and you guys have recently launched the Your Team, Our Community initiative. Tell us about why that's what that is and why it's so important.
Yeah, so as the communications director at CNOS, you know, when I started almost a year ago, a lot of things were happening. And so we knew that we needed to get in front of that. So we weren't perceived as CNOS is swallowing up the private healthcare sector, or, you know, that can be perceived in somewhat of a negative tone. So we sat down, we put our heads together and tried to figure out a way that we could celebrate this growth. As our footprint grows, so does the impact that our employees have on the community. It's huge. And so we decided to come up with kind of a tagline, and that is Your Team, Our Community. So we want the community to know that we are there for them, but we are in it together. So, you know, we put out an ask, kind of asking employees for stories and what they're involved in, what they're passionate about out in the community. And I have been honored to be able to read those stories and learn what people are passionate about and what they're doing and how they're giving back. So once every month, we are highlighting one employee in this initiative, and you'll see it all over, whether that's print publication, on the news, on our social media. We really want to showcase what our people are doing and how, yes, our footprint is growing, but so is the impact that they are making in the community. So we're excited about it.
Well, and I think that it's a wonderful initiative, but I don't want to neglect some of the things that you've been involved with forever. Your sponsorship of athletic trainers, your sponsorship of athletic events, your naming gift for the United Sports Academy facility. Those are all things that CNOS has reinvested in our community.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, the commitment of these sponsorships, so important to us. You know, it's one thing to have naming rights to a building. We're very excited. Obviously, we are, you know, we pride ourselves in sports medicine and orthopedic, our specialty there. But also just, you know, how can we team up with those organizations and those companies to just help better serve the community and give back in that way as well.
And Nolan, I think that you have some thoughts on this subject as well.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Sarah's done such a great job of working with our employee base that we're so passionate about. And I think any type of value proposition any organization is its people. And that's really where this initiative, as Sarah alluded to, came out of, is that, you know, they're volunteers at a soup kitchen. They're actually instructors at WIT. They are volunteers at, you know, their religious institutions. They're board members on different community boards. And so for us at CNOS to be able to honor and recognize our employees who give back so much to the place that we call home is really what this initiative is about. And we're really excited to keep this going so that the community gets to know CNOS at a different level versus the services we provide. You get to know the people that are within it that make it so special.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, a Powell Broadcasting radio station, where our guests today represent CNOS. Sarah Rawl, who serves as the Director of Communication, and the CEO, Nolan Lubarsky. And Nolan, in the final couple of minutes that we have left, I know that you have an event coming up on May 9th. Tell us what's in store for our community.
Thanks, Chris. We're so excited to be able to bring to the community a new state-of-the-art imaging center. And what that means is that we've actually made the largest singular investment in CNOS history to be able to expand our imaging capabilities, which allows us to properly diagnose any type of conditions, diseases, those types of things. We are now going to have two MRIs. We're going to have a CT scanner that can assess for different healthcare conditions. We will have a separate entrance that's attached to our Dunes location to be able to receive these services. So it truly is an investment back into the people that we serve. And it showcases our commitment to Siouxland with this type of investment and initiative. And so we're really thankful for everybody that's been a part of this project and bringing it to life. But on May 9th, from 4 to 6. I'm looking at Sarah to give me the nod here. From 4 to 6 p.m. on May 9th, the community is invited to get a special tour of our new imaging center at CNOS and to really see what capabilities this equipment and this location can provide for you and your loved ones in the future.
Well, I'm grateful to have both of you in studio with us today. And Sarah, I know the golf course beckons, so we don't want to drag this out any longer than is absolutely necessary. But by way of reminder, a ribbon cutting and an open house at CNOS in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, on May 9th. That is a Tuesday afternoon from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 p.m., and everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Come and see what it's all about.
Well, on behalf of a grateful community, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative want to say thank you for your membership in the Chamber and your investment in the Siouxland Initiative. Nolan, it goes a little bit further. We also want to thank you for serving on the Board of Directors, one of just 12 or 13 members of the Board of Directors of that organization. So we appreciate your investment and leadership of that organization as well. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host on Grow Siouxland. So pleased to have had the leadership of CNOS, Nolan Lubarsky, and Sarah Rawl joining us today. We look forward to more with you next Saturday at 8:05. Make it a great weekend.